Today at 5 p.m. is the deadline for requesting an absentee ballot through the mail. Amid coronavirus concerns, this option has become much more accessible and appealing to voters who may be at risk for contracting the virus. KMZU spoke with the county clerks of Carroll, Livingston, and Pettis counties to see how absentee voting will affect voter turnouts for the August 4th primary. Livingston County has seen a steady increase in mail-in ballots. Meanwhile, Pettis County Clerk Nick Lestrada calls the increase in mail-in ballots astronomical.
We have actually mailed out 809, and then we've had 121 in person. So for a primary, it's a pretty large turnout for the mail-in.
On the other hand, Carroll County Clerk Norma Sparks says the low demand for mail-in ballots in Carroll is rather shocking.
I know a lot of counties have. I saw on the news where Kansas City has just been inundated. But actually, we have not here, so I don't know what that means. But even though the mail-out ends tomorrow, you can still vote absentee in person here at the courthouse until the day before the election.
Seeing an increase in requests for mail-in and absentee ballots could result in an increase in voter turnout in some counties. Although the requests for mail-in ballots are mostly unrelated to COVID-19 concerns, Livingston County Clerk Sherry Parks estimates there will be a large turnout due to more local races.
We have a lot of local races, so we do have people requesting ballots. We got a lot of candidates out working, so I think that may be one reason. And 4 years ago, we did not have as many local races. We had a few, not as many.
In all three counties, there will be precautions taken for in-person voters who may not be at risk for contracting the virus, but do have concerns about being out in public. Sparks detailed the screening process that all visitors to the Carroll County Courthouse will go through.
They'll have to go through the screening as they come in the courthouse, like anyone else who visits the courthouse. They will be asked questions and their temperature will be taken. Most offices are requesting that you wear a mask. I'm not as insistent. I do have a sneeze guard on my counter, and we have hand sanitizer to be used.
One thing that may be off-putting to those interested in voting through a mail-in or absentee ballot is the worry of their vote not being counted or possibly causing a delay in tallying the results. All three clerks said despite maybe taking a little more time than usual, all absentee ballots will be counted fairly and not interfere with the timing of the results.
It will not create a delay. It's all computerized. So I just plug the card into the computer and it should produce the file the same way.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.